This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening
to Kyle One. So Joe Biden, at the correspondents' dinner, again reiterated these ridiculous claims about Donald Trump. He's going to be a dictator on day one. There's going to be a bloodbath if he loses, etc., etc. And as I said before, folks, it's because they got nothing else. Why would Joe Biden even have to worry about that? If it's all so egregious about Donald Trump, that he's going to be a dictator and that, you know, there's going to be a bloodbath and all this other stuff. Well, that sounds pretty egregious. Why don't you just, I don't know, really talk about your record? And that's because, well, they don't want you talking about his record. His what? His what? His record. That's not at all what they want you talking about. What they want you talking about is this stuff about Donald Trump and this stuff about being a dictator on day one, and take anything out of context they can possibly do. But if you take the Biden record in context, if you see what the Democrat Party elite are really up to, and the fact that everything's crashing down around us, you know, that's why they have to go down this road, you know, of just trying to take down somebody else, when in reality they're the ones who are destructive, at least in my estimation. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Here we are, hour number two of the Monday edition of the show. Don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. Also, we're going to open up the telephone lines here, 949-822-7959. First time callers, 949-822-7959. See what I did there, and we hope to hear from you this hour, of course, because we do have a lot to talk about. We have the Joe Biden correspondents speaking at the correspondents' dinner. We've also got more of these demonstrators and protesters on college campuses, specifically even at UCLA, breaching the barriers there. We've also got many other things that we're going to be talking to you about this morning, of course. As we make our way through this Monday morning edition, it's going to be chock full as always, but we do want to begin, as we did last hour, with a very serious and very sad turn of events here. This in Oklahoma. This, according to the AP, tornadoes killed four in Oklahoma. One of them was an infant as well. Dateline Sulphur, Oklahoma. Tornadoes killed four people in Oklahoma, including an infant, and left thousands without power Sunday as a destructive outbreak of severe weather flattened buildings in the heart of one rural town and injured at least 100 people across the state. And once again, the town of Sulphur, as I'm looking at some of these pictures, just a major devastation down through the town. This is, and the mayor, of course, speaking about it, very, very sad indeed. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Oklahoma, and especially what's happening there in Sulphur. And again, just how unbearable is it that a little baby was killed as a result of this as well? Very, very sad. But again, our thoughts and prayers. And that's not just a cliche statement. That's we really want to reach out to people and let them know, especially if they're hearing this at all, that we are with them and we are praying for them and we have them in our hearts. Absolutely, we do. Also, folks, of course, so we're going to talk more about the news of the day. One other direct message here to tell you about, because we've been hearing from people already this morning. We've been hearing from Frederick up in NYC. We heard from Wally. Saying good morning to Kyle and Third Watch family. Thank you again, Wally. We've also got driver Ron. morning, Kyle. We had considerable rain all day Saturday, and you guessed it, woke up to snow on the ground on Sunday. It did melt, though, by Sunday afternoon. Sunny in 60s today. Yay! Looking forward to your great show for today, Ron. Well, thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate it. And thanks again to Frederick, also evidently experiencing maybe the beginnings of summertime there in New York. At least he says summer's upon us at 65 degrees now, but heading to 80 this afternoon. And in my neck of the woods, Southern California, it was a pretty pleasant day, and the temperatures did go up pretty much just, I think, to the high 70s, low 80s. But definitely the sun was out. It's nice to see the sun. And, yeah, I think a lot of people are waiting for summer at this point. We've also got a great message, this from Mary, and she's listening on 860 WGUL, of course, 860 The Answer in Tampa. And she writes in and says about these college protests, she says, these little brats who want to tell us what we can do and say because they were allowed to run, the house while they were growing up, their parents never inoculated them with the vaccine, N-O, right? And these brats never got boosters of vaccine, no. That is the vaccine, N-O. That might even be the scientific formula for it as well. You take an N with an O, you got no, and that's the vaccine. I think she's exactly right, my friends. Mary, you got this exactly right, and I appreciate the message very, very much. Because, again, they're protesting, and it's like all bets are off because they are calling it genocide. So they simply say, well, we're protesting against genocide, so therefore we can literally do whatever we want. We can pull down the American flag, for goodness sakes, and put up the Palestinian flag in the Harvard yard, for one thing. We can do and say anything. We can disrupt anything. We can cause things to get canceled. Now, we know about it at USC. And we'll know more about it at UCLA, I'm sure, perhaps. But you've got all these different colleges that are getting ready to have their graduations in about 2 or 3 weeks from now, and some maybe earlier than that. And the disruptions continue. And that's because they really just don't care what they do to disrupt things, because they've got their agenda, they've got their little thing that they want to tell you. But, yeah, I think Mary's exactly right. I think she's got it right. Brats who want to tell us what we can do and say because they never got vaccinated with the word no. and never got a booster. Yeah, I know. It's funny, but it's also very, very real. So thanks again, Mary. Appreciate the message. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. So don't go anywhere.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm importing foreign products. I'm exporting their products.
As I've said before, every time I hear that clip of Joe Biden, it's a very recent clip, by the way, I still don't know what kind of products he's exporting. I don't know. I don't know what they are, but maybe he does. I don't know. But that would be a great follow-up question, like on the way out to the helicopter. Mr. President, what kind of products are you exporting? And if he turns around and says, I'm exporting blah, 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 blah products, then we'll know that, you know, he told us what it is, but we just don't get it. I don't think that'll happen. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And don't forget, the live links, the live streams are always over there at KyleWarrenShow.com. Welcome to everybody finding us on TalkStream Live as well. We love to see that. I know we're getting some new listeners from there, so I appreciate it so very, very much. But repository, the clearinghouse, the everything stream, everything is always going to be right there at KyleWarrenShow.com. So don't forget that. And you can also check out the podcast as well. And I appreciate from last hour, of course, Scott, who's, I think, in the 860 area, but listens on Spotify. And so we have all those links, by the way, too, for these different podcast features and so forth, these different podcast libraries and applications. So head over there, KyleWarrenShow.com. You can check us out, and you can download the podcast if you so desire. We appreciate that as well. All right. So, you know, I do want to talk in just a moment about a great question that Maria Barataromo had for Jim Jordan. And she kind of asked it in a very, I think in a way that reflects very much so how people are feeling out there about these congressional investigations that are going on. So I do want, that's an audio clip, and I do want to play that for you here in a moment. But I also want to tell you about a story that is very near and dear to us, of course, because this involves a first responder, or a first responder, more specifically, a former FDNY firefighter who just recently passed away at the age of 36 from a heart attack. And he passed away on April 15th. But the tragedy of that has now been compounded in a very, very horrible way because he had been let go from the fire service. This from the New York Post. This is going to enrage you, so I just have to tell you that heading into this. An FDNY firefighter has died of a heart attack just months after he was fired as part of the city's effort to free up funds for its migrant crisis, leaving his grieving widow and kids struggling to keep a roof over their heads. So, folks, the real impact of this is devastating. Derek Floyd, 36, suffered cardiac arrest and passed away on April 15, 4 months after the city gave him the boot as part of a larger effort to pare down staff and pay for housing services for the tens of thousands of migrants flooding the Big Apple. Floyd was one of about 10 fire department employees who had been on long-term duty, either injured on the job and given notice, given office work rather, or out sick for an extended period and fired weeks before Christmas, FDNY sources told the Post. Floyd, a veteran who served 3 tours in the Middle East with the Marines, had been among those working a desk job, toiling in the fire department's chaplain's office because he had suffered another heart attack in 2019 while he was in the fire academy. In the chaplain's office, the firefighter who was on modified duty helped arrange the funerals of fallen FDNY members. The married dad of 2 young children was trying to become medically cleared to reenter the firefighting force before he was fired. Floyd had been just shy of vesting additional medical benefits for his family and more than $600,000 worth of death benefits when he was booted, now leaving his family with nothing despite his years of service. I wouldn't wish it on anyone, Floyd's 34-year-old widow, Christine, told the Post of the family's experience. I think it definitely took a toll once they let him go, she said of her husband's firing. He always tried to, like, stay positive about it, and he wasn't really angry. But you see a person and the wheels are turning in their brain when they're just constantly thinking, so I definitely think that did affect us. After Floyd was fired, he found a job with a nonprofit that helps veterans, but the pay was a fraction of what he made with the FDNY. The benefits were limited, and hours prevented him from spending time with their kids, a 6-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl. He used to be so present for, like, our kids and stuff, Christine said. Being a firefighter was something he was really passionate about. He was really a big-time, like, family person. He was all about his kids. So, again, this is a direct result, evidently, of having to make way for funds to take care of migrants flooding into New York City. And I saw this story earlier, and I thought immediately that I wanted to bring it out on the program this morning. It's, again, a devastating story and something that I think should anger us all. And, of course, our hearts and our prayers just go out to his family that he leaves behind. But here's a man, a veteran, who went to the Middle East for 3 tours with the Marines and also was a firefighter, and just unbelievable. And I'm not surprised, though, that when the fire department did let him go, that he went right to work helping other vets. I'm For some reason, I think this is obviously exactly where his passions and his love lied for those who were shared his experiences of being a veteran and being a firefighter. So again, wanted to let you know about this story this morning. Now let's head over here to this audio clip we have. Here's Maria Barataromo asking Jim Jordan in a very, I'm not going to say exacerbated. I just think that she's reflecting the questions that a lot of people have. There are all these different, there's these investigations, but they don't seem to elicit anything in terms of it being tangible. So let's listen to her question and listen to Jim Jordan's response.
At this point, American citizens are asking, what can you do about it? I mean, look, with all due respect, people are sick and tired of congressional investigations that go nowhere. People are sick and tired of letters being written and sent to the people who we know are bad in the first place. They want you to do something about it. You're an elected official. What can you do to right these wrongs?
Well, we've passed legislation out of the committee that would help remedy this situation, particularly the one in New York. The president or vice president can move a case to federal court from when you do these state prosecutors who are going after someone for a political reason. So we're a legislative branch. We can't put anyone in jail. And I don't think the Biden administration, their DOJ is going to go after the people who need to go after. You're just not going to get that from Merrick Garland. I mean, I asked the question a couple weeks ago, we don't know from the Biden administration who planted the pipe bombs on January 6th, who leaked the Dobbs draft opinion, the one that led to an assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh, who put cocaine in the White House. We don't seem to get the answers to those questions. But, you can have someone from the Biden Justice Department like Jack Smith go after President Trump. You can have the DOJ say we're going to investigate parents who show up at school board meetings. You can have the Richmond FBI say, if you're a pro-life Catholic, you're an extremist. So they got time for all that, but they can't answer some fundamental questions that I think the American people would like to get answers to.
Well, they also,
our job is to get the facts out there and to look at legislation. We can't prosecute anyone, only the DOJ can. And frankly, the Biden DOJ is just not going to do it.
Wow. Well, again, this is a very passionate kind of a subject as well. I thought it was a good question. That's why I wanted to bring it out in the program here this morning. But this is part and parcel, folks, of why these elections are so very, very important. Because, yes, they can bring out all kinds of things in these investigations or these committees. They can write the letters and things like that. But when it finally gets down to business, if you don't have a Department of Justice that would be willing to act on things that are obviously egregious, well, then that's going to be very, very difficult indeed. All right, folks, stay right there. Bottom of the hour break is coming right up. But we're going to be right back in about two shakes. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there on this Monday edition.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired power plant retirements if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
So, I saw this thing earlier today about economists taking a look at the interest rates and basically saying, you know, even if they cut rates sooner than later, going back down, it's, this is something we kind of anticipated anyway, but again, it's always... It's always terrible when you start seeing it again and it's back in print and this kind of thing, that the interest rates would not go down to their previous lows that we saw heretofore before the Biden administration got a hold of everything and our lives all got much more miserable as a result of that. And I'm not trying to be flip because this is a real serious thing, my friends. By the way, welcome back to the program, of course, Kyle Warren with you. And having the interest rates be where they are, you know, we could probably hear people talk about it all the live long day, how interest rates, you know, well, they're not going to go back down to the lowest point again. They were really too low to begin with. But a lot of that was really, really baked in. People counted on that for better or for worse, whether or not it's economically doable again. That's, you know, neither here nor there, because people see, and as we've talked about, we've even talked about with Brandon Rhymes, right? He's the consumer quarterback right here on AM 860 and a real estate expert. And we talk with him once a week on Wednesdays, by the way, here on the program. And, you know, people are waiting for these things to happen. They're waiting for these interest rates to come back down before they will consider really, you know, selling their house or this kind of stuff. Some people need to buy, and some people can actually make pretty good deals right now. But nevertheless, you know, people will say to themselves, hey, you know what, I've got a X amount percent mortgage. What do you have? Well, we bought a while back and it was really low. It was X amount, you know, whatever it is. It was 3% or something like that, or it was almost nothing. You know, that's really hard to get people to move away from and then say, yeah, okay, that's all right. That's fine. You know, we can just have these higher interest rates. We'll just bake it in. Everything's more expensive. If I buy a house now, it's going to really, really be expensive. On and on it goes. So, unfortunately, folks, yeah, whether or not they start moving these rates at all. And inflation, of course, has remained hot, very hot. And now we're really starting to see, if we hadn't been seeing that before to some degree or another, I think more and more people start to pull back with their spending. If you want to go out to a restaurant, you got to do some major spending. And if you want to put gas in your car, you got to do some major spending. In my area, there was, let's see, for the high octane gas, it was at least $5.50. It was $5 and at least $5.30. And then there's one station that's real right next to the freeway, and it's always super expensive. So it's kind of a little bit of an outlier. But try $5.77. Okay, I mean, it's starting to really head up, and people really have to make choices. And then comparatively, you know, relatively speaking, in different parts of the country, I think it's high comparatively, right? So it's a California thing. We got all the tax and all that stuff. I get it. But nevertheless, you're still going to have high gas prices, relatively speaking, throughout the whole country. And that does affect people. You know, if it costs you upwards of $100 to fill up your car, I mean, that's a lot. And you'd start thinking, well, gee whiz, maybe I won't buy this other thing I wanted to get. I won't go out to eat so much. Or how about, well, I'll go to fast food, right? For lunch, I'll just get fast food instead. Well, watch out, because they got you coming and going that way as well, because it's gotten so expensive. In fact, we had an article the other day on the program saying that people were starting to, you know, in other words, if you're going to go to a traditional fast food establishment, but now that cost is starting to approach what it would be to sit down somewhere, well, you know, you're not going to go to the fast food at that point. So, in other words, it's all too much, no doubt about it. Restaurateurs have to buy their supplies. They pass all that on to the customer. But that's so far out of the government's thought process. Well, at least we would like to think it is, right? Otherwise, the alternative is, and I think to some degree this is the case, and that is they know that this stuff drives up everything. They know that it creates chaos. They get it. They understand it. They know that it's going to get worse and worse. So that way they can come in and say, we're going to save you. We're going to save you. And I'm going to get those prescription prices down. And I'm going to do it right now. And people go, oh, that sounds wonderful. But what's the mechanism, Mr. President, in your State of the Union? What's the mechanism for doing that? How can you possibly promise that? Same way you can promise to do this, that, and the other thing in order to get votes. And then by the time the election comes along, you say, well, it turns out we can't do this, that, and the other thing. We can't do that. But thanks for voting for me. That's great. You know, that kind of thing. Well, you know, I'm telling you, when we look at the economic impacts that people are experiencing, it's no wonder where we're headed with inflation and also the uncertainty that's out there as well. Very, 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 very perplexing. Well, here's Joe Biden. I think we have time for this. Here's Joe Biden at his at the correspondence dinner, and he talks about on the third anniversary of January 6th, he was asking the question. So let's hear the question he has about democracy, blah blah blah, and Donald Trump being a dictator, blah blah blah. You kind of get the idea. Let's listen in.
On the third anniversary of January 6th, I went to Valley Forge. And I said the most urgent question of our time is whether democracy is still the sacred cause of America. That is the question the American people must answer this year. And you, the free press, play a critical role in making sure the American people have the information they need to make an informed decision. A defeated former president has made no secret of his attack on our democracy. He said he wants to be a dictator on day one, and so much more. He tells supporters he is their revenge and retribution. When in God's name have you heard of another president say something like that? And he promised a bloodbath when he loses again. We have to take this seriously. 8 years ago, he could have written off it as just Trump talk, but no longer. Not after January 6th.
So there you go.
Not asking of you to take sides.
Not asking you to take sides.
I'm asking you to rise up to the seriousness of the
rise
moment.
Rise up.
Move past the horse race numbers and the gotcha moments and the distractions, the sideshows that have come to dominate and sensationalize our politics.
Okay, stop right there. Yeah, move past the horse race numbers because the horse race numbers don't look good for me. They don't look good for me, so please go past them. Don't pay any attention to that, and instead focus on how Trump said he's going to be a dictator, that there's going to be a bloodbath when he loses, that he, you know, in other words, again, folks, it starts to sound so much like the kinds of things that the far left actually wants to warn you about, right? And, you know, I don't want to go over all the minutiae of the out-of-the-context remarks, but Trump said he wasn't going to be a dictator, except on day one when he signs the executive orders, same kind of executive orders that any president would sign, and certainly the kinds of things Joe Biden signed, reversing all the things that were helping and working at the border, for example, on day one, is what Biden did. So there's not going to be a bloodbath if Trump loses. Trump was talking about the economic impact, I think, of the EVs, that there would be a bloodbath, meaning it would be a bad economic event, a bad economic outcome. So, you know, any words that you use, only if they come out of the mouth of Trump, that's always, you know, we got to be serious. And then of course, telling the press, so I don't want to ask you to take sides. A lot of the press have taken sides, obviously, but the idea of, so, well, you know, just look past all this, you know, and help me on my quest to save democracy. I can't believe they're still doing this. I do believe it. I understand why they do it, but I am, you know, again, this isn't, you're not getting anything out of this election. If it's just going to be about Joe Biden going January 6th and the, you know, I want to save democracy and all this stuff, and nobody, well, not all of us are going to buy that, right? Unfortunately, there are some that will buy it. But again, this is very telling that they've got nothing else other than this kind of ridiculous rhetoric. If he was doing great, he'd say, I'm up in the polls. Who cares about Trump? Stay right there, everybody. We are coming right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. There it is. There it is. The moon quote. Very interesting perspective on the nature of the moon from Sheila Jackson Lee, dating back to the day of the great eclipse. And we just can't get enough of that here on this show. So that's why we have that wonderful quote to let you know about how wrong she truly is about the nature of the moon. But I'll tell you this, though. One of the reasons we wanted to hear that is because we got a great direct message. This from Mary, listening on 860, The Answer in Tampa. And she wrote in and said, is Sheila Jackson Lee related to Hank Johnson? Well, I don't know if they're related or not, but she's given a call back to Representative Hank Johnson. This is actually from an old CBS article, by the way, who raised some eyebrows with a comment he made about the U.S. territory of Guam during a House Armed Services Committee hearing. This is actually, I think, back in 2010. He was discussing regarding a planned military buildup on the Pacific island of Guam, of course. Johnson expressed some concerns about the plans to Admiral Robert Willard, head of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. It's almost like a Monty Python thing, but he says, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated. This is Representative Johnson at the time. My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize, Johnson said. Willard paused and replied, we don't anticipate that. And he was being very cordial. I'll give him that. He was being incredibly, incredibly cordial about that. So thank you, Mary. Yes, that's right. It is interesting sometimes. Typically, you know, elected representatives are supposed to have something on the ball. I don't know, but it's kind of the way it goes, isn't it? All right, folks, let's take a look here at our second song of the morning. It is Country Music Monday, of course, and we've got a great request this morning. This coming in from Driver Ron, and we appreciate that so very much, Driver Ron. He wanted to request a song from the late, great Toby Keith. He says it's a song called God Love Her back from 2008, and it's kind of a cool country song, again, for our Country Music Monday. Earlier last hour, we had Elvis Costello, an actual Elvis Costello, honest to goodness, old style country song that he did back in the late 70s. And it was pretty cool. And this is pretty cool, too, because this is more modern country. And, of course, it is the late, great Toby Keith, who he lost back in February to stomach cancer. What a sad, sad thing. But his music lives on. And we're proud to have Toby Keith playing on this program right now. So let's check it out. A song called God Love Her.
Just a girl born in Dixie, washed in the blood and raised on the banks. The Mississippi mud, she always had to think about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean, the way a girl gets when she turns 17. Kind of crazy. She's a rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Let your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her. Love me and God love her. She kissed her mama goodbye, said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California live. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. Yes, she's a rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me.
Toby Keith, the late great Toby Keith, everybody. And that's a great request as well. So thank you so much to Driver Ron. We appreciate that very, very much indeed. That's a very, very cool song. And we'll keep that, of course, I think we'll keep that in the archive and bring it out from time to time. I'm pretty sure about that. All right. Something else I'm pretty sure about, folks. It is now time, as we head into the tail end here of hour number two, to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook on this wonderful Monday morning. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, there's so many things going on. We see more of these things happening on campus. They actually took down the American flag in Harvard Yard and raised the Palestinian flag and did the chant of From the River to the Sea. You know, there's no end in sight on this thing, is there?
No, there's not.
I mean, this is very concerning. It's something that I was telling the listeners earlier. Somebody told me a couple of days ago, well, this is going to go on for another week or so, and everybody would get tired of it. I don't see that happening.
Well, when school is out, I mean, you know, when, you know, it comes to the end of the quarter or the semester, whatever, it may fall off some, but then some of these schools have mandatory summer schools, so it could, you know, raise its ugly head again then. But if I would say, even if it does leave the campuses, they'll find some other place to do it, which would be baseball games, stuff at summer activities, you know, concerts, you know, that kind of stuff. So
right.
They'll find another venue.
And they were outside of the correspondence dinner over the weekend as well.
Well, a couple of them actually broke into it. Code Pink did.
That's not cool. That's not cool at all. But, this kind of stuff is very, very disconcerting. I know UCLA had some clashes on Sunday. So I just don't know how this is going to affect the obvious events that will be happening at these schools across the country here in just a 2 or 3 weeks' time, and that is the graduations.
Well, some have canceled their graduations. Florida, the way they put down Florida is they said, you know, anybody that's part of this, and certainly that gets arrested, they are banned from the school for 3 years.
Really? Okay. Yeah, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it's something. I mean, there has to be some kind of response to this.
Consequence, right.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. But, again, you have people chanting From the River to the Sea, Palestine will be free. You know, that only presupposes one thing, and that is that the Israeli state would be disintegrated or taken over or eliminated. And that's pretty strong.
You know, if I were some of these people in the media, I'd be asking some extra questions. I mean, you know, we know that some of them have been asked, which river is it, which sea is it, and they couldn't answer that.
Right.
But I would also ask them, do you know what a caliphate is? are you also in solidarity with the Taliban? Can you give us, how it came to be that Gaza became Gaza? You know, what is it that happened there? You know, so, or who is Yasser Arafat? Let's
have a pop quiz. Absolutely. Yeah.
They couldn't answer that.
No. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to talk about a lot more. When we come back, folks, we'll get updated on everything. Come back and talk about everything. More with Denise Simon, BoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.